Hey, everyone. I'm Amy Standen, Ear Hustle's editor.
And I'm Rahsaan New York Thomas, Ear Hustle producer. And do you believe, Amy, they left us alone to kick off the fundraiser?
We better not blow it, Rahsaan. The stakes are high.
We're going to blow it. We just have to find new jobs, I guess. This is the second Ear Hustle fundraiser I've been here for, and I never knew how much the show relies on listener support.
It really, really does. From now through the end of this season in June, our goal is to reach 1,000 donors.
So, Amy, for folks who donate, should we tell them where that money goes?
Sure. These donations help fund our ongoing work, but also things like getting us into prisons where we've never been before. Like if you enjoyed our episode about the hospice program at CMF, or the ones we've done with the women we've been meeting at the world's largest women's prison, CCWF. And there's also some really cool behind-the-scenes stuff, like developing an Ear Hustle curriculum for high school teachers.
Listener donations support all of that. Plus, this year, supporters will be invited to join us for a virtual party on June 13th, and they get a playlist of songs picked by the team.
And everyone who donates $10 a month or more will get access to Ear Hustle Plus, which is our new subscription service with ad-free episodes and bonus content.
Find out more and donate at earhustlesq.com.
Listener support means so much to us. Thank you. Should we give the mic back to Nigel Nerland now?
Not yet. We just got it.
This episode of Ear Hustle is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
My name is Latifah Simon, and I'm a criminal justice reform organizer here in the Bay Area. The following episode of Ear Hustle contains language that may not be appropriate for all listeners. Discretion is advised.
Hi, my name is Teresa, and I'm calling from Marotta, California.
Hi, my name is Laura Duda. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. I'm a pediatrician, and I'm interested in knowing...
Hi, my name is Amy. I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Hey there, my name is Andrea, and I'm calling from Alberta, Canada.
Hi, this is Sonia from Sacramento. And for the upcoming Catch a Kite episode, I was wondering...
Erlon... It has been a while since we've explained what a kite is. Could you do the honors here?
Yes. A kite is basically some type of writing that's usually secretive from one prisoner to another prisoner.
Yes.
Or it could just be simple as, send me a shot of coffee.
Okay, so it's a request or it's information.
Something.
But it's kind of, like you said, sort of secretly.
Secretly.
Said.
It's not passed, you know, the regular way. It's not, you know, something that someone would say over the tier. It's just a direct communication between one person to the next person.
Okay, so the way that Catch a Kite episode works, and Erlon, we've been doing this since season two?
Season two.
So, listeners send us questions about life inside prison.
And we do our best to get them answered.
Yes, and up until now, they've mostly been answered by people inside San Quentin.
Right.
But this time, we're going to do something just a little different. I'm Nigel Poor.
And I'm Erlon Woods. This is Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
I'm Katrina Hovey.
My name is Sarah Rothschild.
My name's Anne-Marie Harrison. I have 2 life sentences, and I've been incarcerated 19 years.
My name is Nikki.
My name is Kiara Anderson.
Hi, my name is Michelle Cato, C-A-T-O.
Ever since we started going into the California Institution for Women.
CIW for short. They go to acronyms, Nige.
Prison's full of them. We've been thinking it would be really fun to base a Catch a Kite episode in there. I mean, it's a very different kind of place than San Quentin.
Right. So for this Catch a Kite, we asked listeners to come up with questions about life inside a women's prison.
And there were definitely some questions we could have predicted. I mean, a lot of people asked about periods.
And they asked about some new stuff too, guys.
Yes, yes, you're right.
Let's get started.
Let's do it.
Hi, this is Liz from Washington State, and I'm curious, what is one banned item that you wish you had access to in prison? Thank you.
Probably internet access.
An air fryer.
A cell phone. Come on now.
What is one banned object that you wish you could have?
Electric stove. Something to really cook with.
What would you make? Yes.
If I could sneak one of those into my room, I'd have it.
What would you make?
Oh, everything. I can make rice and Puerto Rican food, and I fry foods, or some fried chicken, a real fried chicken. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Nige, you knew what I would have said, right?
What?
An air fryer.
Are you serious?
I
Out of
said
all the banned things, that's what you would have wanted?
An air fryer, yeah. That has made my life so meaningful out here, Nigel.
But what food would you be able to air fry in there?
I'd have air fried a bologna sandwich. I mean,
oh my God.
But you get like mackerels in the pack. You get all kind of stuff. You make some concoctions up in there.
If you could have one banned item in prison, what would it be?
One banned item.
Yes. And you wouldn't get in trouble for it. It's just one thing that you really wouldn't want to have.
A recording studio.
For music?
Yes, primarily for music.
And what would be the first song you would record?
I'd probably record an original song that I wrote with another prisoner in 2013. It's called Get a Grip.
Are there lyrics?
Yes.
Get a grip, don't even trip, it's time to show you what I've got. I've got, oh yeah, I've got the answer to your prayers.
That's it.
All right. What is on the banned item list that you want?
Nail polish, perfume, hair dye. We have a lot of banned items we can't have. So, yeah, mostly it would be stuff to, like, make us feel better about ourselves.
So. Okay.
Beauty products are a line.
Okay. This is a topic that didn't come up too much when we did these episodes from inside of San Quentin.
No.
Hi. My name is Haley from Ventura, California. I was wondering if women in prison are color their hair ever, or if there's a way to do that. Thanks for listening.
Can women color their hair in prison?
I think they used to when the salon was here.
Until pretty recently, CIW had a cosmetology vocational program where women could learn salon skills, and it would pretty much help them find work once they get out.
We used to be able to dye our hair, do pedicures, even fake nails, but we don't have a teacher currently right now, so we're not allowed to do it.
And how did you do it?
With the real dye. Somebody would do it, a student. A student who was training that needed their hours would do our hair. They would do haircuts. They would dye your hair.
I'm curious. Was Tyra in part of that?
So sometimes people that know how to do hair from the street, they just do it on the yard.
Oh, okay.
So Tyra used to cut my hair on the yard.
Can you remind listeners who Tyra is?
Tyra was my nephew mom, and she's been in a couple of our episodes, including the one called Bittersweet, the one that when I got out.
Yeah, I remember that well.
And for a time, she was incarcerated at CIW. I remember she used to write me and tell me about the cosmetology program that she was taking there.
I can totally see her doing that.
And sadly, Tyra passed away last year.
Yeah. And you know, I notice whenever we go to CIW, you always ask if somebody knows her.
Yeah. I get a new memory.
Yeah.
Of somebody saying something that happened there. You know?
Yeah. So, and it's like keeping her alive and close.
It's a trip. So, to come back to Haley's question, now that the cosmetology program is closed, women who want to dye their hair are kind of shit out of luck. Can you order dye or anything off the catalog?
No, we can't get any hair dye on the catalog. The only thing we can buy is makeup.
Yeah, I mean, they can't order hair dye from any of the catalogs. It's considered contraband.
But there's always a workaround.
I've seen them color their gray with coffee. I mean, I've seen them do it with Kool-Aid.
You're looking right up at my gray hair when you said that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't care.
It's okay, because I have some. Not as much, but I have some. And I'm a whole lot older than you.
Hi, this is Sonia from Sacramento. I was wondering, for the women in prison, what some of their favorite snacks are. Thanks.
Beef jerky.
Chocolate donuts.
Celery.
I love string cheese.
I gotta know, what was your favorite snack in prison?
For me, it was oatmeal cream pies and donut sticks with some coffee.
What? I've never heard of donut sticks. I never saw donut sticks before.
You know how you got a round donut with a hole in it?
Yeah.
This is just a donut stick.
Like a stick inside that hole?
No, just the shape of a stick. That's how the donut looked.
Oh.
It's like a donut bread or like a loaf of bread shrunk down.
All right, well, I remember you like a donut on a stick. So let's
see. That don't sound right now. Is it? At all. You just changed that whole little...
Something pure into something awful.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Something awful.
I'm sorry. Well, let's see what else the people at CIW snack on.
I love ice cream.
When you get a pint of ice cream, there's no freezer here, so you have to eat it in one sitting, right?
Pretty much. And it would be nice to have some kind of cooler, because, man, I...
Just don't want to eat it at that moment. I want to
make it last.
I like everything that's snack food. Like, I don't need the food. Coffee is my go-to food.
Coffee's a food for you?
Yes.
Cream and sugar or black?
Cream and sugar.
Yeah, that makes it a food.
Yeah.
What's your favorite snack?
Hot Cheetos.
Yes. That's a good snack.
Yeah.
You like mess those. Your hands up.
I know. They really do. Not good to have hot Cheetos while reading a book. That's
evidence.
Sure. Yeah.
When we were doing a project in the library in San Francisco, a couple librarians said the worst thing is people eating hot Cheetos and returning the books.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't do that.
What's your favorite snack?
You know what? Since I've been down, I've been realizing I like hummus and pretzels. Surprisingly.
Hummus and pretzels, that's a good snack.
Are with carrots. And I only realized I like it since being in prison. That's what they offer us, and I didn't know I liked that.
What did you think the first time you tried it? Were you suspicious, or were you like...
Of course, but I was hungry, so that also took bait. But I was like, wow, this is so healthy and it tastes good. Who knew healthy stuff tastes good?
Erlan, I believe you have a relationship with hummus.
Yep. I hate hummus. What's your favorite snack to snack on here?
Wait a minute, didn't I just ask that?
Oh, did you?
I just asked that.
Oh, my bad.
Erlan, come on. I mean, seriously, we had just asked her that question. I'm going to be generous. 8 seconds ago?
Distracted by the hummus. Hate hummus.
Hi, my name is Amy, and I'm calling from Austin, Texas. And my question is, what is it like to have a period in prison? Thank you.
We got a bunch of questions about ...
You mean period?
Yes. We got a bunch of questions about periods.
A listener wants to know what it's like to have your period in prison. You can always pass on answering a question if you don't want to.
She got to answer this.
Well, it's uncomfortable most of the time, for me at least. The cardboard applicators are very uncomfortable. And, especially, like, if you have a visit and then you have to strip out and, you know, all that, it can be,
And you still have to strip out even if you're going through that at the moment?
Yes. Yeah, so, like, if I have a visit, then, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, when you have a gang of women together in an environment, do everyone, periods... get on Bluetooth and all sync up?
So usually with your Sally, yes. With your Sally, yes. You usually do get in sync with your Sally or somebody you're really close to.
So here is only two women in cell. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you were in
when I was up north with the 8-man cell, it'd probably be like probably the people you were closest to or the strongest woman in the they always say the strongest personality.
Strongest personality? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think some listeners are concerned that women don't have enough access to tampons and sanitary pads. And I have heard that from women for sure, so I'm not diminishing it.
Right.
But I swear at CIW, I've never seen so many pads and so many tampons. Every time I turned around, there was not a damn bag of tampons.
And, you know, women were finding all kind of creative things to do with the pads. You know, I remember seeing them stuck to the top of women's cell doors.
Oh, yeah, like to prop the door open or keep it from slamming shut. And also in the cells, too. Remember looking at the sinks?
Yeah, and the sinks, they had the pads on the top. They had them on the side, like on the corners. So if, like, I guess you bump into the corner, it ain't going to hurt as bad as that metal would hurt at that point, you know?
Once again, the prison workaround.
The prison workaround. I remember seeing one lady had them. She had the pads on her shoulders, on her head, on her forehead.
Yeah, come on.
She said she was finna go play football.
You had me for a minute there.
We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, finding happiness in prison.
And Orange is the New Black.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for Ear Hustle comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/earhustle. That's odoo.com/earhustle. Odoo, modern management made simple.
My name is Mo. I'm calling from Massachusetts, and my question is, what makes people happy in prison? Not hopeful, but happy. Thanks. Bye.
My happiness comes from doing for others and my family and visiting, and I have a daughter.
Being able to get on the tablets and watch movies, connect with my family now, which is for free.
When did you start being able to use a tablet in here?
When I first got here. So within a week, I got here. Days, actually.
And that really changed things?
Definitely. I was even talking to some people that had been in prison before, and they was like, what? Y'all got tablets? Y'all are spoiled compared to how we was in prison. So I'm definitely came to prison at a good time, but still doesn't negate freedom. But it's a Band-Aid, definitely a Band-Aid.
That's a nice way to put it, a Band-Aid.
Tablets are a big deal in prison.
Yeah, what can you do on them?
Well, when I was in prison, we had the basic tablets, like all you can do is read a book or play a video game. But now they have it to where you can do emails, you can pretty much FaceTime a person, you can call a person. It's not the internet, but they're able to communicate.
That's amazing.
Definitely. I mean, and you don't have to stand in line or use the phone.
But they're not at every prison. For example, San Quentin doesn't have them.
Right. I think it's only a couple of prisons that it hasn't been rolled out to. Mm. You know, San Quentin's supposed to get them this year.
What makes you happy in prison?
I say my education, because nobody could take that from me. I could grasp as much as I want, and not only is it free, but it takes me to a whole other place. And I could get lost in a book, I could get lost in my homework,
when I look up, I'm still in prison. But when I look back down and I continue writing, I'm not. So it takes me away.
What makes people happy in prison?
I mean, I can't really say that I'm happy in prison. It makes it easy if one has support, one has financial stability. It makes it bearable, you know? But happy, there's nothing happy about prison other than you blessed enough to wake up every day.
Well, I find happiness with the peace that I have and just the joy that I have despite me being in prison. You know, I'm 40 years old with a life sentence. The reality of that is scary. I've seen friends commit suicide. I've seen friends die in here. I've seen friends get released just to die in here. Prison is hard, but I'm okay. I have joy, you know? I'm alive. I got all my senses. I can breathe, you know? I can see. You can hear the birds, you know? You can see the snow on the mountains. When we're in here, in our cells, we have a mirror probably about the size of this paper, and I just see a bigger picture. Whatever I'm feeling small about, I just don't feel it no more. It goes away, and that's joy, you know? And that's something that you kind of gotta get for yourself. Nobody is gonna give you that. You can look at your cup as half empty, or you can look at your cup as half full. And I'm blessed because I know that my cup is half full, you know?
Hi, my name is Kathy Sanchez, and I'm calling from Crockett, California. And I want to know how much orange is the new black accurate in a women's prison. Thank you.
Kathy didn't specify whether she meant Orange is the New Black book by our friend Piper Kerman or the TV show.
So we asked about both, and we got a few bites.
Yeah, more like some nibbles.
Did you think the book was realistic about life in a woman's prison?
Yeah.
What about
more
it?
More county.
Oh, more the county jail aspect
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, it seemed to me more like the county. I was reading it in the county. Wow, this is a lot like, you know, being here in county. Not so much here.
Okay.
Prison's a big difference from county.
What's the difference?
We get to go out. I didn't see, I was in county for 5 years and didn't see the outdoors at all.
As for the TV show, well, that's a hard question to get answered in a prison.
Have you ever seen Orange is the New Black?
No.
TV show? No Netflix in prison.
That's right.
My name is Lori McConnell, and I'm the senior librarian here at California Institution for Women, and I'm in my 9th year now.
Lori's free staff. She works at the prison, so she gets to go home at the end of the day.
And then she can watch whatever she wants.
Whatever she wants.
Have you watched the TV show Orange is the New Black?
For about one episode, and then it was like just...
What did you think of it? Did you think it got anything right?
Probably, because it was. I didn't really want to watch much of it. So some of the catty stuff that was going on and listening to all that was like... I was like, okay, I hear this all day. We hear that here, you know? That I think women, rather than fighting, we mostly hear the complaints.
So you think it got, at least for what you saw, it got it right?
From the little bit I watched, and then I told my husband, oh, it's too much talking. I can't listen anymore.
I was so glad that we got to talk to the librarian at CIW.
Why?
Because there's nothing listeners ask us about more than books. I'm going to say the number one question we get from our listeners is about reading and libraries. People want to know, what are the popular books in prison? Mm-hmm. What gets requested?
J.R. Ward, Tom Clancy, Moss, Sarah Moss, Hobbit, all the Dune book, and Nora Roberts. Also the urban fiction. That's super popular.
If we don't go by authors, what genre do you think is the most popular?
The vampire romance is big, but I don't know if that's actually a genre of its own. True crime. True crime's huge. We can't keep the Anne Rule books on the shelves. They are so tore up. It's bad. But they love those.
What's the last book you took out of the library?
Oh. The Rosie Project.
What's that about?
It's about a man trying to find a mate. He's on the spectrum, kind of. It was hilarious. Everybody, I tell you, you got to read the book.
What was the last book you took out of the library?
The Mark.
What is that about?
It's a spiritual book. It's a Left Behind series from the movies. So it's about being biochipped. At the end of the days, they're going to biochip you. And how it would be if Satanists ran the world. They're doing it in Sweden right now where people have to be biochipped in order to buy and sell. This is fiction, but I think it's going to one day happen.
Would you be left behind or would you be gone?
You know, had I not came to prison, probably so.
You would have been left behind?
I would have been left behind. But now, I'm out of here.
Hello, Nikki. What's the last book you checked out the library?
Actually, I'm currently reading Emotional Unavailability, How to Recognize It, Understand It, and Avoid It.
And is there some good shit up in there?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, there is. It makes me think back on all the unhealthy relationships I had. And the impacts, and really, I think it'll really help me to identify, so in the future, I'm not going to be looking for some Mr. Romeo or something, you know?
Erlon, what was the last book you read when you were locked up?
I believe the last book I read was The Alchemist.
I do remember you reading The Alchemist, and I'd never seen you like this. You got all misty-eyed about it, and you were like, Nigel, you have to read this book. Everyone has to read this book. And then you kept saying, have you read it? Have you read it yet? And Erlon, I got to admit, I still haven't read it yet.
You haven't? I mean, it was a...
I got two copies of it at home. So, Erlon, do you remember we spotted that box in the library? It was wooden and, like, kind of the size of a shoebox and had a slit at the top.
Yep. That's a place where people can request books that aren't in the library yet. And Lori can either use her budget to buy some new books each year, or maybe someone would donate them.
So we asked Lori to read some of those requests out loud.
Scent of Darkness series by Christine Dodd. So that's romance. Tears of a Hustler. Author is Silk White, and urban fiction. The Chosen Ones, did I already say that one?
Mm-mm.
No, okay. The Chosen Ones, Christine Dodd, romance. Another one is the Winslow series by Gilbert Morris. So this is 40 books in the one series. So I have yet to put it on my list, but somebody wants it, so I will.
Donation.
Oh, that'd be a great one. And then we'll make room for it.
There are some books that, well, it doesn't matter how many times you request them.
You're not going to get them.
So the Game of Thrones was, when it first came out as a series, it was super popular here. What is there, six books now? I don't even remember. But we have a banned list of certain things that we're not allowed to have. So the Game of Thrones, Clash of Kings, there's a couple of pages in there that we're not allowed to have. So the book, therefore, in its entirety, has to be removed from the collection. So if you want to read the Game of Thrones, you're going to have to skip book two.
And what were the pages?
That were 417, 467, and 600.
We happen to have a copy of Game of Thrones, Clash of the Kings here, Nigel. Care to do the honors?
Yeah, toss me the book. Okay, I'm going to page 417. The guards took women off into the bushes at night. And most seemed to expect it and went, yeah, okay. I think we get the picture pretty quickly.
Ah, yeah.
Ugh, one was a little girl. All right.
What about the next one? What about page 467?
467. Okay, 467. Aegon's been drinking and gets to touching her and might do a little touching meself. Finally, Josh reaches up under her skirt, and she shrieks and drops her flagon and goes running off into the kitchen. Well, it would have ended right there. The old man, another silver, rips the dress off the wench and takes her right there on the table, like a rabbit, and she starts making noises. Why am I reading this? I laughed so hard the ale came out of my nose. Oof, I don't like anyone in this book. Why do people like this book so much? What was the last page?
600, I think.
Okay, yeah, here's 600. Lady Tandra's daughter had surrendered her maidenhood to half a hundred shouting men behind the tanner's shop.
Damn.
Jeepers. Yeah, I guess I get the picture.
I guess the common thread in what you just read was it was a lot of violence against women.
Yeah.
So that's probably the reason, you know.
And I said I didn't like these passages, but I am 100% against banning any book, no matter what's in it.
Right, right.
Do people donate good books?
Yes, yes. A lot of times we do get good titles. A lot of times it's stuff we already have because we try to stay pretty hip and in with the times with what the inmates request.
I mean, clearly there are some books that just are not going to fly in prison.
We did get a donation of, what was it called? 100 Ways to Escape a Situation or something written by a Navy SEAL. Somebody donated a couple copies of that once. That was hilarious. So it's like how to escape from handcuffs. So, of course, that had to go in the confidential bin and be tossed. Yeah,
I just want to say to listeners, it's great to donate books to the prison, but donate books that are good and that you would still want.
Yes.
It's not for cleaning out your closet.
Thank you, because I think that's what people miss is it's not necessarily like charity donations. Our patrons read. They are avid readers. They're smart readers. They're intellectuals. They don't want to be dumbed down. Give them quality material. They will read it. And they read nonfiction. Not everybody reads the vampire romance stuff. They want to read self-help books, not from the 60s and the 50s. Real material.
If you're interested in donating books to a California prison, just go to the show notes and we'll have instructions there.
Nige, besides our Ear Hustle book, what book would you donate to prison?
Okay, I would like to donate one that really activates the imagination. So it would be Calvino's Invisible Cities. How about you?
I would probably donate America's Conduct, Inner City Escort by Larry Davis.
Oh, yes. Good choice.
You know
what
I'm saying? Because it basically explains, like, gangs on the West Coast, how they were formed,
yeah,
why
the history,
they were formed,
right?
The history, history of it. And one reason is to become familiar with other people's experiences and perspectives, which may be different from theirs. Another reason is to gain insight and knowledge into the carceral system as well as American politics.
Politics. I get it.
So, you know, I mean, you know, it's a cool book. And I think for some people, it gives context into how they got to prison. And how the system works and sometimes how it don't work.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good read.
We want to thank all the listeners who sent us questions about life inside a women's prison, including Sonia Gonzalez, Liz Keeler, Haley Morgan, Amy Fletcher, and Missouri Ammons.
As well as Kathy Sanchez, Teresa Casado, Amy Schuff, Laura, Andrea Archer, and Sue Glue.
Thanks also to the people at the California Institution for Women who answered them.
That includes Katrina Hovey, Sarah Rothschild, Anne Marie Harrison, Nicole Carroll, Michelle Cato, Gladys Ortiz, Holly Gustafson, Angel Navarro.
And Quishay Williams, Leroy Robinson, Aaron Schmitz, Keir Anderson, McCall Martinez, Cassidy Porter, and Lorraine Serrano.
Ear Hustle is produced by me, Nigel Poor, Erlon Woods, Rasan New York Thomas, Amy Standen, and Bruce Wallace.
With help from Neroli Price and Tony Tafoya inside of San Quentin. This episode was sound designed and engineered by me, Erlon Woods, with help from Fernando Aruda.
It features music by Rudy Van, David Jossi, Antoine Williams, Erlon Woods, and Rashid Zinneman.
Amy Standen edits the show. Shebnam Sigmund is our managing producer. And Bruce Wallace, the new dad.
With the cutest baby ever.
Young Ollie.
Oliver or Ollie.
Is our executive producer.
Welcome to this world, Ali.
We can't wait to meet you. Thanks to Warden Jennifer Kaur. And for this episode's approval, we're turning the mic over to our new friend down there at CIW.
I am Lieutenant Newborg, Public Information Officer at the California Institution for Women, and I approve this episode.
This episode was made possible by the Jess Trust, working to amplify the voices, vision, and power of communities that are transforming the justice system.
And please don't forget to sign up for our newsletter, The Lowdown, where you can learn more about each episode and find out what the Ear Hustle team is up to. Please subscribe at earhustlesq.com/newsletter. You can also find more about the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Ear Hustle SQ.
Nigel.
Yes.
You gonna tell them to go in the comments and comment?
Yeah, comment.
Comment on our Instagram and our Twitter and our Facebook, because I'm looking to get in. I'm looking to dive in.
Well, comment
and
back.
Respond.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ear Hustle is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of independent, creator-owned, listener-supported podcasts. Discover audio with vision at radiotopia.fm. I'm Erlon Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor.
Thanks for listening. Shit Kickers used to be a real wanted and sought after book in prison when I was coming through. Shit Kickers. Even the Youth Authority, people love Shit Kickers.
I mean, that's a genre? Like cowboy stories?
Yeah.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Seriously.
That. Wow. I've learned something today.
It's Erlon.
And Nigel.
Here again, reminding you to donate to our spring fundraiser today so we can keep bringing you more Ear Hustle.
Everyone who donates will be invited to our virtual party on June 13th. If you've never been, it's a fun time where we talk about the season and answer some of your questions live. Uncensored, live.
And I will be on the hologram so y'all can see me.
3DE.
On Zoom. Every donation, any amount, will help us reach our goal. So please go to earhustlesq.com to learn more and please contribute.
Thank you.
If you can find it in your heart, in your pocket, in your wallet, in the couch.
Radiotopia.